producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Gene Steinberg, Gogs MacKay, Chris O'Brien on special assignment. We're welcoming Dr. John Brandenburg. He's trying tracing his feeling here that Mars, being a planet of less mass, developed faster than Earth. I don't know enough about planetary science to know any of this.
It's also further from the sun, so basically cooled off quicker.
Okay, so
steam room until maybe a billion years ago.
So what kind of life do you think developed on Mars? Intelligent life, life capable of space travel?
I believe that when we go to Mars and dig, we will find an entire evolutionary record from microbial animals to all the way through vertebrates up to humanoid intelligence.
Okay, so you're taking the theory here that the conditions are right. Humanoids are inevitable.
The humanoid form is a very efficient form for technological. I mean, look, there are many animals that have a humanoid form. The tree sloth, the monkey, even to some extent the bear. I mean, two arms, two legs, can walk upright. But when you start getting a very flat face, so you can use your eyes to do close-in work, you know, you're developing kind of a monkey, primate kind of creature. And there were dinosaurs that were starting to evolve this kind of form before the collapse of the dinosaur age. So the humanoid form is a very practical form. Compare the great white shark and the dolphin, both powerful swimmers. They look the same. The only difference between them is the dolphins, the tails are horizontal, whereas the shark, the tail fins are vertical. Otherwise, the musculature and everything else is very much the same. Physiologically, they're quite different, but they look the same because form follows function.
So, John, we don't think that dolphins, as smart as they might be, are building Apple iPhones.
No, they are not.
Okay, so, all right, so we're assuming here a possible civilization of humanoids.
Yes.
That existed millions of years ago. Conditions were required to support them were more hostile. Would they migrate to the insides of the planet to keep their civilization going, or leave the planet if they could?
Well, and I will tell, let me preface, as a scientist, I try and stay as close to the data as possible and adopt interpretations. What you want to do is have what's called economy of hypothesis. You want to postulate as few new things as possible. When I look at the stuff we have found on Mars, including some new pictures that appear to show a city at Cydonia, it all looks like the remnants of a very primitive civilization. Stone Age, Early Bronze Age, we're talking ancient Egypt, the Mayans, the Aztecs. We see no evidence of a road system, of airports, of advanced harbors, anything like this. It all looks, based on an Earth reference, it looks very primitive. I don't think these people got very far technologically. I do not think they were spacefaring at all. I think they were pretty much like ancient Egypt, building large monuments. They probably had some metals. But beyond that, I don't think they got very far. That's why finding what else we have found is so tragic and pathetic, because it looks like someone else came along and nuked them.
Okay, so what we're saying here, John, is that any of this nuclear action, anything indicating the presence of an advanced civilization, those weren't the Martians. Somebody else.
Based on an Earth reference interpretation of what we have found, it could be that they were very advanced, and we just don't know what to look for. But when we look at this stuff, it looks like Pompeii. It looks like Machu Picchu. it looks like Chichen Itza or Teotihuacan. It doesn't look like anything advanced. And hence, finding the nuclear data is that much more kind of horrifying.
Gogs, you had a question?
Yeah. Yeah, John, if we could maybe cover the reasons as to why you think what is the scientific evidence that you believe is there that indicates some kind of nuclear catastrophe?
The beginning of this was started at Sandia Labs, where the government had a group of scientists who were monitoring the atmosphere for signs of covert nuclear testing. And they would monitor various isotopes in the atmosphere. One of them they monitored, apparently, is xenon-129, which is a stable isotope, but is produced by nuclear weapons in large amounts. And also, it's also produced by plutonium production, the making of plutonium, which involve both of which involve fast neutrons, not neutrons you normally run a nuclear reactor with, but fast neutrons. So when the Viking landers landed on Mars, they looked at the sampled the gases of the Martian atmosphere, and they found 2.5 times more xenon-129 in the atmosphere than xenon-132. On Earth, those two things are equal. In the solar wind, they're equal. When we parachuted a probe into the Jupiter atmosphere, they were both equal. Mars sticks out like a sore thumb as far as xenon is concerned, xenon-129. The only place in the solar system you find this amount of xenon-129 in a planetary atmosphere is on Earth, and that is the part of the U.S. of the atmosphere that has changed since 1945, since we began open-air nuclear testing of hydrogen and atomic bombs, and also plutonium.
So there's no alternative explanation for this increased ratio of xenon-129?
No one has advanced any other explanation. Here's the other evidence, by the way, is that the Martian meteorites, the more recent ones, have been intensely irradiated with neutrons, high-energy neutrons. And this has made a lot of what's called krypton 80 inside them. And they can't explain this anywhere else, but they were irradiated on Mars by large amounts of neutrons. Amount of radioactive potassium and thorium on the surface of Mars, in the top layer of the surface of Mars, is almost equal to the amount you'd find on Earth. But the Martian meteorites, which are rocks from beneath the surface, blown into space, they have one-tenth the amount of potassium and thorium as Earth rocks. So this indicates that Mars' surface is covered with a thin layer of radioactive potassium and thorium. So if you put all these things together, and the fact that there are two hot spots in potassium and thorium, it looks like there were two massive nuclear explosions on Mars.
Now, I would, John, agree with you that, you know, on the face of it, that does seem to be pretty compelling evidence. So if this initial kind of findings from the Viking landers was kind of indicating even anything, any such thing, then would I be right in thinking that JPL has steered clear of doing any further testing with the current landers, Curiosity etc., because they don't want to confirm such findings?
It's high time for one of those famous Paracast cliffhangers. So we'll have the answer to that question in our next segment. I want to remind you to check plus.theparacast.com. Sign up for the Paracast Plus before the November 16th price increase. We have Dr. John Brandenburg. We're talking about the mysteries of Mars and possible life that might have existed there long, long ago. With Gene Steinberg and Gogs Mackay, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. We have Gogs Mackay as our guest co-host with Dr. John Brandenburg. We're trying to sort out here what kind of conditions prevail on Mars, whether there was an intelligent civilization, and whether Mars was nuked. And when you're talking about the evidence of Mars being nuked, how long ago do you think this event might have happened?
Well, the explosions were so enormous, they would have blown off the atmosphere of Mars. And indeed, the radioactive potassium and thorium maps of Mars gathered by the Odyssey spacecraft show a global debris pattern that reaches all the way around the planet, where on the far side of the planet, the shock waves all would collide at what's called the antipode from the explosions. So this blew the entire atmosphere off of Mars. It made Mars what it is today, basically.
All right, then. So you're saying that this hastened the thinning of the atmosphere?
Oh, absolutely. This would have been just absolutely devastating. If Mars was losing its atmosphere before this, this would have dramatically increased the loss of atmosphere. And so that means the liquid water era on Mars, the era of water channels and things like that, we know the approximate epoch when that occurred on Mars, and that roughly ended somewhere between 500 million and 250 million years ago. So it looks like that's how we back out a time. Also, the radioactive gamma rays come from radioactive isotopes that have extremely long lifespans, like a billion years. But we don't find these patterns in anything shorter than that. So it looks like whatever happened had to have happened a long time ago.
Okay, now, we're talking about an artificial event. We have Martians who are not capable technologically of doing this sort of thing. So if ET came down to nuke Mars, how can we possibly know this? And even then, why would they do it? Why would they basically destroy a civilization, which would be the impact, right?
Well, you have to put on your Sherlock Holmes hat. You have to look at all the circumstantial evidence. The two places of hot spots of radioactivity, there is no crater there. Whatever went off in midair. This is an airburst. Now, the bombs that went off at Hiroshima and Nagasaki on Earth were also airbursts, and they were not done that way for humanitarian reasons. It's because it maximizes the shock wave. And not only that, it turned thousands of square miles of the Martian surface in those areas into glass called trinitite. They find evidence in infrared of acid-etched glass consistent with trinitite at both radioactive hotspots. So it appears that these very large nuclear weapons, they were as large as the Khobar Tower, were dropped from space. No one would construct such a thing on the surface of the planet and lob it just into the air a few hundred kilometers. It would be very hard to do. But if you built it in space and brought it to Mars and dropped it, that would be easy to do.
Okay, but I'm still trying to wrap my head around the core problem here, which is even if this occurred, precisely as you state in your book and what we've talked about before in the PowerCast, even if that happened, why would ET come to Mars to do that? What's their motive?
Well,
why would you think they do it?
Here you have to look. There's a principle of SETI called mediocrity, which has been underlying a lot of our research. It says that the human race is not an aberration on the cosmos. It's fairly typical of intelligent life in the universe. If you want to know what intelligent life in the universe looks like, turn on the news.
Oh, that is frightening.
I know it is very frightening. I'm sorry. But, I mean, in a science fiction novel, two characters I have, both women, write that they expected people from outer space to be much more noble and better behaved than people on Earth, and they found out just the opposite. And then they both say in unison, "Imagine our disappointment." So I'm sorry. We are not an aberration on the universe. We are basically we're it. So this means you have to, this is like Governor Tarkin blowing up Alderaan because Dantooine is too remote to give a good example. Somebody made an example of Mars, it looks like. Somebody wanted to make sure that not only was the civilization on Mars destroyed, but the planet would be sterilized forever.
So basically, and these are a bunch of idiots from outer space, a bunch of warlike idiots from outer space say, okay, we're going to nuke Mars, or whatever they call it.
It's like Genghis Khan making a pyramid of heads, you know, when he could have just enslaved the city. And they say, no, no, he chopped off everybody's head and made a pyramid to scare everyone else. It's a... next time you visit Mongolia at Genghis Khan International Airport, think about that.
Okay, so E.T. Now, the other question I have here is if E.T. was busy nuking Mars, any evidence they tried to nuke Earth?
Roughly at this time was the Great Permian Extinction, where almost everything on Earth died. So I urged in the book that we should look for any abnormalities in the isotopic ratios that might indicate a nuclear attack on Earth. Earth would have had no advanced life on it at the time. There were only cockroaches on Earth. And in fact, cockroaches survived the Great Permian Extinction, and they're notorious for being very resistant to radiation. So we have to look at the researchers have to look at the isotopes in the preserved in the rocks from the Great Permian Extinction.
John, I gather from what you're saying that nobody is actually taking that seriously or looking for it, at least very few people.
It's too frightening. It's too frightening for people. I mean,
now, the other question I have, though, is if this happened, John, if this happened, that Mars was nuked by E.T., maybe they did some shenanigans here as well.
Yeah.
Okay, this is half a billion years ago, whatever. Did they kind of vanish themselves because they were so warlike they met somebody else who took care of them, or are they still present? Are they coming here in UFOs ready to nuke us again?
I don't know. I tend to believe that cosmic karma caught up with whoever did this to Mars. But
you'd like to think that.
What's that?
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
I would like to think that.
We have Dr. John Brandenburg. We're talking about nuking Mars, and maybe they tried it on Earth with Gene and Goggs. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Dr. John Brandenburg is here, and we're talking about the mysteries of Mars. But I want to focus now very quickly, because we're kind of retracing a lot of old ground, but adding to the possibility that Earth was impacted by these nuking ETs. So we discover the presence of some kind of running water on Mars by the probe that doesn't care about life. And now there's a story, and this may be prejudging what the news will be, but maybe you've heard more than we have. Martian atmosphere that apparently is going to be disclosed a couple of days after the show goes on the air. So would you tell us, please, what do you think they're going to tell us? What do you think they're going to reveal?
Oh, they're going to find, they're finding that the Martian atmosphere is rapidly being blown, sort of sandblasted away by the solar wind, because Mars doesn't have a magnetic field anymore. And that if you extrapolate that rate back, it says that Mars used to have a much denser atmosphere about the time frame we are talking about, half a billion years ago. So what they're going to say is that Mars could have easily had an ocean and liquid water in fairly recent geologic times.
When they announced this, John, they're going to obviously get questions, and people will say, okay, so they had an Earth-like atmosphere billions of years ago, whatever it was.
Right.
Would they have had intelligent life then? That question's got to come up.
Well, yes. People are going to have to ask that question. And headquarters NASA has a much different attitude about this than Jet Propulsion. NASA is not a monolith. No pun intended. Apologies to Arthur C. Clarke. NASA is not a completely homogeneous thing. For one thing, the people who have taken the lead in finding life on Mars and Mars meteorites are from Houston, because they want a manned mission to Mars. And the people at Jet Propulsion Lab are some of the leaders of the people who say, oh, no, your evidence isn't convincing. So people in NASA headquarters are far more progressive in their thinking about Mars than people at Jet Propulsion Lab are, simply because they want a manned mission to Mars and be able to justify that to the American public. And nothing intrigues, the whole reason to go to Mars is to find out whether there was intelligent life there in the past. Now, that is the big question at Mars.
Okay, now, that's the other question, too, here. If we are going to go to Mars, I like to think about how this might come to be. Because the space program died, pretty much, after the astronauts stopped going to the moon. Unless you believe there's a secret space program, do you?
I don't think there's a secret space program myself. I know that a lot of money seems to have been spent by the Defense Department on something in space, but we don't know what it is. A lot of money seems to be unaccounted for, which is, means it went into some kind of classified program. But I can't speculate. I don't have enough information. All I know is that we quit going to the moon after doing 6 victory laps. We won the race to the moon. We did 6 victory laps and a goalpost dance and spiked the football. And then, unfortunately, the moon didn't really have any major resources or anything else. And building a base on the moon was viewed as not only expensive, but destabilizing the Cold War. So they decided to just pull back from the moon and build a space station, which we did, the Skylab. And then a space shuttle, and then we built a bigger space station. So in one sense, in future, students will read the history of this whole era as, okay, they went to the moon for geopolitical reasons, but then they continued to expand into space and develop a permanent human presence in space, the space station. And now we're set to go to Mars. And I will share a conversation with an old space professional. He said that it would have made much more sense to build a space station and then go to the moon. But instead, we did it backwards. So he said, by that illogic, the human race will go to Mars first and then build a moon base.
All right, but whenever it happens, it's not something we're doing now. The last estimate I heard is maybe 15 or 20 years.
We're going to need a big motivator, aren't we, Gene?
What did you say?
Hey, we're going to need a big motivator to go to Mars.
Right, because right now they're talking about Mars in 2035. And I will be about 400 years old. You'll be maybe 450 at the time. So I don't think you or I are going to necessarily live to see people go to Mars. Or if we do, we're going to be quite old. What's your take?
Okay. I believe we will go to Mars much sooner than 20 years from now. I believe we will go there of necessity because of these things that have been discovered. There is a dead civilization on Mars, and apparently someone nuked them. It's the most poignant and tragic story imaginable. It completely transforms our view of the universe from being something we could ignore and maybe explore at our leisure to now we must become spacefaring. We must become... We can't be a little fish in a big sea anymore. We have to become a big fish. So that's why I believe we will go to Mars.
Okay, but this is the point here about technology. If we're going to go to Mars, if we're going to get there in less than 20 years, don't we have to have a crash program now to get this moving?
Here is what is going on. My own belief is the U.S. government has known about this possibility since 1976. In fact, they have the new Mars orbiter they have, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, is a spy satellite. This is a satellite that's supposed to read license plates on Earth, and it's orbiting Mars. They are investigating Mars in as in-depth a way as our technology allows, they are building the space launch system based on the shuttle components. They're using four shuttle engines, big solid boosters, and the central fuel tank of the shuttle. Basically, without much modification, they're putting a capsule on top. Boom, we've got a Saturn V. When I saw that they were actually going back to a design based primarily on the shuttle components without any modification, I said to a colleague, it is frightening to see the U.S. government do something so logical and efficient. We must be in deep trouble. In other words, the U.S. government is in a hurry. We are building the SLS. It's due to launch in its first form in about a year or so. They just started asking for astronauts to train for Mars. That doesn't sound like somebody who's going to go to Mars in 20 years. That sounds like somebody who's getting ready to go to Mars soon, in 5 years.
John, we've got a break coming up in a minute, but I'll just quickly jump in and sound here. This kind of sounds like you're heading towards an alternative three explanation, like, you know, the powers that be know something bad is imminent and they are, you know, just putting their heads together and getting this done because, as they see it, it has to be done. It's no ifs and buts. Is that where you're going?
No. Well, I am saying it is of necessity now that we are going to Mars.
Let's talk about more of this in our next segment. John, I got to do the break. Let's talk more about this in our next segment, okay? Just remind you to beat the price increase for PowerCast Plus. Check out plus.thepowercast.com and sign up today. It's best I can say. It even rhymes. Dr. John Brandenburg talking Mars and Mars exploration with Gene and Goggs. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Gene Steinberg, Gox McKay, Chris O'Brien on special assignment. We welcome Dr. John Brandenburg, moving from nukes on Mars to the imperative to explore it now.
Right.
To get there as soon as possible. So what is your timetable? How long is it going to take before humans get there? Does this in any way resemble this program that has been mentioned where humans will go to Mars strictly on a one-way trip?
I believe we will have human beings on Phobos within 10 years.
That ain't bad.
You said Phobos, and why did you say Phobos specifically? Because it's like...
It's much easier to land on than the surface of Mars.
Because less gravity.
It's a good inert, and it is an initial beachhead in the Mars system.
It's a ready-made orbiting satellite.
Yes.
Okay.
If you land on Phobos and establish a base camp there, then expeditions to the surface can be done within a year or two. But that will be the first foothold.
Do you know if that is a fact? Has there been proposals that do include landing on Phobos? Because I've never heard of this before.
Yes, there are. It's
okay.
Considered the first easy thing to do, especially if you want to impress the public that you are having reaching a major milestone. It's a much safer, easier mission than landing on the surface and returning. But I believe we will have human beings on Mars within 15 years.
John, what do you think about the appallingly bad record that Russia had in attempts to send probes to Mars?
Mars is a more difficult planet. The Russians had far more luck at Venus. And it was partly because their computer technology was so poor. The communication lag at Mars can be much, much longer, almost an hour, compared to at Venus, it never gets to be more than about 20 minutes. So the Russians have done a lot of good work, but their computer technology was always behind ours. But, Gobbs, I want to get back to your idea of this alternative three business that You know, I can't speak to alternative three. I haven't studied it much, but the idea that this is now an imperative for the human race, it is no longer optional, is what I want to emphasize. The human race is holding a, in the ghost town that is the cosmos, the deserted ruin, apparently, that is the cosmos, the human race is having a rock concert with Led Zeppelin, and they are, you know, they are holding a combination of Burning Man and a Led Zeppelin concert in the middle of this graveyard that is the, anyone who wants to see us can see us. Our radio waves are going out in every direction. And so it is only a matter of time before someone who does not like, who finds people like us annoying, will come here. And before they come here, though, we must be ready. The best way to be ready is to go to Mars, find out what happened exactly, become spacefaring, and present them with an Imperial Starfleet or the Federation Starfleet from Star Trek, one or the other, it doesn't matter which. And then, as Obi-Wan Kenobi said in the bar scene in Cantina, this little one is too much trouble to bother with.
My personal opinion is that, you know, we hear of China, maybe even India, talking about going to the moon, and, you know, Russia and America have talked about going on to Mars and stuff.
Right.
I would find it, you know, a bit like how Ronald Reagan said, I almost wish that we could internationally accept maybe that there is life elsewhere in the world, in the universe, or that UFOs are real, because it seems to me, why waste all this parallel effort in trying to do the same thing when we would probably do a better job if we actually did it all together and put our work and energy together.
The space station, Bob, is a good example of international cooperation. People, in fact, were complaining to me bitterly that why did we need the Russians to help build the space station? And I said to them, if it wasn't for the Russians, we wouldn't even have, we would have a paper space station, you know, consisting of pallets of design studies. The Russians actually build things and put them in orbit.
Yep.
You know, Americans have what's called analysis paralysis. And so the Russians were very instrumental in actually building a space station as opposed to designing one or thinking about having a space station, which is all the Americans could seem to do. And then, of course, the Europeans also joined. And the Canadians. So the space station serves as a example of international cooperation in space that worked out actually quite well. I think if we just extend that space station consortium to Mars, there should be no trouble.
So you also think that the current issues between Vladimir Putin and Obama or any of the American presidents
is going to hurt this? I don't want to get into the politics of it, but I think it has far more to do with the personalities involved than any geopolitical rivalry. I don't think, I think we have two people who don't get along. and that's the root of that. I have been to Russia myself. I actually speak Russian passably. Russia and the United States have always been geopolitical partners traditionally, not rivals. So I think it'll be fine. Especially if I'm on a space mission and something goes wrong, I would much rather have a few cosmonauts on board than some other people, simply because the cosmonauts know how to fix things in an emergency, because they've gone through so many.
Because they're dealing with a lesser technology.
Right. Also, the Russians tend to, the Russian design philosophy is, you know, that.
The Russian philosophy is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right.
You know, once they find something that works well.
That's right. The AK-47 is an unfortunate example of that. The gun always shoots. Our military rifle, the M16, is notorious for jamming if it gets any dirt in it. Imagine going into a war zone and finding dirt in your gun. It's, you know, the Russians, though, they know anything the Russians build will operate on Mars.
No, I totally agree with you, John. I just think, you know, that we should be trying to extend a hand to, like, imagine we could bring in the manufacturing power that China and India now have, instead of having parallel programs.
I believe all of these people will be invited in a vast consortium to join in this effort. Maybe not in the initial missions, but certainly in the settlement of Mars. This will become very international because we will have to be stand unified against a hostile universe. We already know the universe is dangerous. There could be a big asteroid they discover tomorrow that's going to hit the Earth in a year. I examined that in science fiction to see what that would be like. A comet, a gamma ray burster or something, could wipe out the Earth. There are many natural hazards that could wipe out the human race that we know exist in the universe. Now we have added another one, that the most dangerous thing for intelligent life in the universe may be other intelligent life. And, of course, this is quite consistent with the warnings of Stephen Hawking. He knows better than to know that the universe is a much better and kinder and gentler place than this planet.
There's a lot more to talk about as we try to figure out the best way, possibly, for humans to explore Mars, particularly with the Americans and the Russians. And remember, of course, that on Star Trek we have Ensign Chekhov, right?
Ensign Chekhov.
Of course, I don't really think they developed Ensign Chekhov's character all that well on the original Star Trek. I think he was featured in one episode, by the way, where he meets a former girlfriend of his. We also have Dr. John Brandenburg, who's not an ensign, so far as I can tell. We've got Gogs MacKay and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.